Vayter and Shas Bira and Bava Basa Daf Pei Dal picking up on Pei Gimel Mabeis Bada Bava Mada Page second to last line right in the Gemara. Zog the Heilige Gemara. I'm Rav Chissa. Machalu Shav Chamish B'Sheish. Let's say somebody goes and sells someone something that's worth five, but they sell it for six. That's known as shtus. 1/6 more of a price. So what's the din in such a thing? If you're selling it, you're overpricing it. V'hukar, but then it goes up in value. V'amid al shmona. So now, something is worth five. You say to me, hey, I'll sell this to you for six. You're kind of ripping me off. But then it goes up in value. So now instead of me having to pay, and now I'm paying six, instead of paying six, something's worth five, I'm paying six, something worth eight. I'm getting a better deal. Mi nisane. Who is the one who got messed over in the original form of this deal? The lokeach, that is the buyer. When you wanted me to go ahead and buy something that was worth five and you were going to charge me six, so then you're messing me over. So now I end up being able, so to speak, to mess you over. Lokeach yachol lachzbo. So if I want to back out on the deal, I can. However, v'lo mocha, the seller is not allowed to back out on the deal. Mishuwabom, beep, turn the page. Peidal, da'amarle, because the buyer can say, listen, you know, let's say you're selling me, you're trying to mess me over, and then it goes up date. I could say, ilu lo, Nisan, if you wouldn't have messed me over with Ona, like defrauded me by charging me too much in the beginning, then lo v'masa sadatbach, you wouldn't have been able to now back out of this deal, even though the price went up, right? Because it would have been a set deal. So hasha do Nisan, but now that you messed me over, what masa sadatbach, right? So you want to find now, you should be able to go into retract. Of course not. You can't do such a thing if you can't back out. V'tana tuna. Not only that, but we see the Targus in the Mishnah. Says Rashbam. Tana didam kamo avbuna achuna veloshon katzahu. Right, so tana tuna. Yafos in says, let's say you have a seller going and selling something, selling chita, wheat. And let's say he said, oh, this is great wheat. And that ends up being, it was really not great wheat, it was bad wheat. So the buyer could back out because, you know, that's not what we made up for, but velo mocher. But the mocher actually can't back out of that deal, which means if the buyer wants to go with it, he can go with it. V'amar of Chisav said, let's say the seller sold him something that's worth five, but he sells it, I'm sorry, worth six, but he sells it for five. So now what that means is, he's actually messing himself over. He's giving him a better price, giving him a better deal. V'huzlu, and then it goes down, v'amid al gibel, and now goes down to only worth three. So again, I go and I say to you, hey, you want to buy this thing for five? And it's really worth six. Then it ends up saying, you know what? And now it's only worth three. Me and Asana, who's the one who got messed over? Mocha, the seller, because instead of selling for six, he sold it for five. So Mocha, you can back out of it, but okay, can't back out of it. Dharma Lake, because the seller can say, Ilu lo, and you son, if you hadn't defrauded me by paying too little in the beginning, love it. But obviously, we're talking about he didn't realize what the price actually was. The love of much is that, but you wouldn't have been able to go and back out, even though the price went down, because it would have been done the sale. But how much is that? Now you wouldn't be able to go and back out of it. Of course, you can't back out of it. Okay, now this also for Tana Tuna, this is in our Mishnah. The Ros, Venimtos Yafos, if the seller sold wheat that was a Ros, that was bad, and it turned out to be better, right? He said it's, right here, I'm selling you this not good wheat, but it's meant to be better wheat. Mocha Yochalachsu, then the seller can actually back out of it, Velo Lokech, but not the Lokech, not the Lokech, not the buyer. My Kamash Malan. Now hold on 1 second. What are you coming to teach us over here? Right? If you can learn that from the Mishnah, right? Masnisani, this is all a Mishnah. What's Rav Chista teaching? Ia Masnis, be Masnisani. If Rav Chista would have only just learned everything from the Mishnah, then Havamina would have thought, Dilma de Rav Chista Tarvayu Matsahadibu. Maybe in Rav Chista's cases, both people can back out because the sale didn't actually occur yet. So maybe each one can back out of it. And in the Mishnah, I would have said that the Mishnah is coming and teaching us the lokech yachol lachzbo, that the buyer can back out, right, when it turns out to be this better wheat, turns out to be worse wheat. Because if you hadn't taught us this, then you would have thought that even the buyer, the one who got messed with the buyer, can't back out because he knew that the wheat really was worse. Mishum dechsev ra ra yomer akone. Bad, bad, says the buyer. In other words, this is like a business thing that people do. You walk into a store, you say, how much is it? The guy goes, this is 10 bucks. 10 bucks, I can get it down the block for 5 bucks. This isn't good. And therefore, you know, when you're doing like shtick, when people saying things are bad, really is good. And people say things are good. And this is the best produce ever. The seller's saying, but really, it's not as good. Really, it's bad. And therefore, if Chris is coming to tell us that if he hadn't said it, we wouldn't know his din over here. So the Mishnah had to teach us that when you say what the wheat is differently than it actually is, then it's actually no good. Therefore, you need Rav Chisda. Okay, Zuck, the next part of the Mishnah. Shcham tisvenis is levana. Let's say you say, I'm going to sell you red wheat, and really it's white wheat. Amar Rav Papa, then what was the din over there? If you said, I'm going to sell you red wheat, it's supposed to be white wheat, right? Or a few other cases that come up over there. Both of them are able to go into back out of the deal. So, first, is red and turns out to be white. I'm a papa, but the katani levana, from the fact that the Mishnah says, he calls it shchamtis, and this is levana. From the fact that the Mishnah calls one of them white, shmamina, hai shimsha sumakti uhi, you can learn out that the sun is red. There's only two colors of wheat. There's red and there's white. So the question is, when it says one is called the white wheat, it must be that shchamtis, the definition of that, is talking about the red one. And it says, Rashbam, Dekari lechad levana, leidach shchamtis, shmamina, shchamtis aduma. This is red, val shem chama. Why is it called shchamtis? Red, like the sun, she aduma, which is red. Kari lechitan adumos. Shchamtis. Therefore, we see there must be the sun is red. Then you should know the kasam katzafra upanya. The sun is red in the morning and in the afternoon, late in the evening. Behind the right, when you see by sunrise and sunset, it looks like red. Behind the loka chazin and kuliyom, and the rest of the day doesn't look that color. Is naharin hu delobari, because it's not clear the things that we're seeing. It's just too bright to be able to tell. All right, so therefore we're not able to go and actually see what's going on. Frak the Gemara may say, you want to tell the sun is red? Is that really true? Frak the Gemara. Umareu amuk minaor. Right, this is talking about saras. It says it's mareu, its appearance is deeper than the skin. What does that mean? It's deeper than the skin. Kemare chama amuka minatzel. Similar to the appearance of the sun, which is deeper than the shade. Right, so it seems that what happened, we're making a connection between the color of the sun or the color of saras. Bahasam lavu, and over there we know that's white. So it must be that the sun is white. It's not red. For the Gemara, Kamari Chama v'Lakamari Chama. It's like the Chama, it's not like the Chama. Kimari Chama d'muka minatzel. It's like the Chama because it's deeper than shade, right? It's deeper than the darker surrounding skin, just like the sun is deeper than the shade. V'Lakamari Chama, it's not like d'lucham hasam lavan, because Saras is white, v'chadam, and the sun is red. V'lamai d'salik daitin be'ikara. And that which you thought originally that it must be, it's white, hakar samka tzafra upanya, but the sun gets red in the morning and the evening, so how does that deal with the fact of calling it white? So it's Gemara, no, but tzafra, which is in the morning when it's on the east, the chalfa be varde de Gan Eden, it passes through the rose garden of Gan Eden, and that's why it takes on the color of the red from that rose garden. The rose is there, but panya, and when it goes in the evening, when it's going in the west, the chalfei piskel deganim passes over the opening of Gehenna, which is in the west part, v'gedami ivcha, right? So therefore, that's why it takes that cover. Really, it could be white, right? So v'gedami ivcha, and some say just the opposite, that the morning is coming from that, from the fires of Gehenna, right, which is opposite in the west, and the other one's coming from opposite Gan Eden, which is in the east. In any event, that was a havamina to say that it could be white. And yet still it'll be red in the morning and in the evening. Let's say he goes and he says, I'm selling you wine, it turns out it's vinegar. Both of them come back out. Let's say our Mishnah is going like Rebbe. Valor Rabbanan, not like the Rabbanan. The Tanya will learn to Nebraisa. Beep, turn the page. Beep, dollar and base. Yain v'chometz min echadu. Wine and vinegar are one species, right? That's the Chachamim. Rebbe Omer, though, he says, Shnei they consider two. So our Mishnah says that wine and vinegar, you could go out of which get back out. Must be it's going in the world of Rebbe. But they're not the same thing, unlike the Chachamim said they are. So I'm going to know, I feel it's Rabbanan, give it says, go according to the Rabbanan, Adkan lo peligi Rabbanan, alei the Rebbe. The Rebbe only, the Chachamim only argue when it comes to what? Ella le'inyan ma'aser truma. All they're talking about, all their argument is in the ma'aser truma. Okay, to Rabbi Law, and it goes according to the din of Rabbi Law. Dam Rabbi Law, minayin le'torim min ara liyah. From where do you know that if you take off truma from something which is less good for truma, for something which is greater, so truma, that actually taka works. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, "V'lo sisu alav chait b'arim chemes chelbo mimenu." You shall not bear a sin when you separate it from, separate its best from it for truma, which the mashmos says that if you separate lower class stuff for truma, then you're gonna have a sin. Im eino kadosh, hold on, if the lower stuff is not actually considered truma, then nisias chait lama. Then why? What exactly is it? Why does it? Why is there some sort of aveira going on in here? Says Rashbam, "Halo avav lo midi didn't do anything. V'chsev yitzur min yafa. Just go and take it from the yafa. Mikan must be that we learn from here. L'torim in arali yafa shemasu truma itaka does work. Aval le'inyan. So that is the that's the chacham. It's only over there. Aval inyan make a chomegar. We're talking about sales. The kuliam. Everyone is on the same page. Even the chachamim. Ika d'nichalei b'cham. V'lechay b'chala. V'ika d'nichalei b'chala. V'lechay b'chala. Some people want vinegar." Right, they want wine, not vinegar. Some want vinegar, not wine. So therefore, even the Chachamim can be going according to this Mishnah. We're going to our Chachamim. Okay, Zach, the next. Hey, look at Mishnah. Hamocha peres lechaveru. If you go and you sell fruit to your, you know, fruit or new wheat, you know, some sort of produce to your friend, we say, okay, sell it to you for $100. Mashach v'amadad. And the buyer, he does a mashich on the stuff, but he didn't measure it out. Kana, he still goes and he acquired it, right? Just through the Meshicha itself. Madad v'lo mashach, if he measures it out, but he doesn't do Meshicha, lo kana, he was not kona. It says in Rashbam, k'gon shamadad b'kelav shamocher. It's like he measured it in the kelim of the mocher. V'niach agabi simta. Of a madad v'nasan l'toch kelav, if he doesn't do his own kelim, shalo keach, kana, k'degon gwar, like we're going to see in the Gemara. Next, the Gemara, imay b'keach, if the buyer is smart, right, the one, the okay, says the Rashbam, and he wants to make sure he's going to be successful in the sale. Socher's Makoman, he's going to rent the location, right, says the Rashbam, in Birshus Bailim, if this is in the Birshus Baal, rent that place, and then, we're going to get into that. Right, he should be Socher's place, says the Rashbam, we're going to see all this on Peivav, on my base, says the Rashbam. Halakech, Bishnah Makhavir, someone goes and buys flax from his friend, says Rashbam, the Hainu Shlifi Zutri, because I mean, if we go out, pay for my base, he buys flax. I raise that little Karnachi Taleno, he doesn't get it until he moves it from one place to another place. It means he lifts it up like Hagbah, Inu Hagbah, and moves it. If flax is attached to the ground, then Vitalis Kosu, the buyer goes and he detaches it even a little bit, Karna, that itself is going to be going to put through the sale. Amar Rabbi Yase, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Madad, if the seller measures it out using his own kli, v'niach lagavi simta, and then he goes and he places this on a simta. A simta is not, it's not a rishus a yachid, it's also not a rishus a rabbim. It's like an area that's next to a rishus a rabbim, but people, you know, they go to a little bit of the side over there, and that's known as a simta. So since people don't usually walk over there, they like spill over into there sometimes. We don't look at it like Rishus a Rabbim. And anyone's there, he can, you know, use it like Kilo his Rishus to do some sort of Meshicha to pull. So Madad, if he goes in and measures it, that is the seller, measures it, then uses his own cleave, he puts it down over there, then Kana, the purse is going to be Kona, even without doing Meshicha. It says Rashbam, Kana Lokech, Kilo Nicha Mocha, Rishus Social Lokech, like he put in the Rishus Lokech, I'm going to Shapasa Kadam, like he already gave him the money there. Amar Zeir the Rabbi Asi said, Shema, Lo Shema Rebbe, maybe my Rebbe didn't know this din from Rabbi Yochanan. Right, he's in here. Ella b'moda de tokupaso, except where the seller is measuring the stuff into the buyer's container. But if he puts it right into the simta, the Rav Yochanan would never say that you're going to acquire it just by putting it right into the simta. Right, so Amar Lei or Vas, he said back, "Dami haimi rabbanan kalo gami in shishmaita." You know, you're like one of these guys who like never learned anything, right? What are you talking about? Madad lesoch kupaso meim rabai. If you measure it into the guy's, no, into his basket, would you even have to say anything? Like, teach me that. Says Rashbam, "B'tamia, hafil b'shus mocher kani lekeil of the lokech." Of course, that would work. So that can't be what we're talking about. Must be talking about directly into the simta. And Rabbi Yochanan means that that's what he's talking about. You put it straight on the floor over there. Kilbimine or low Kilbimine. In fact, the Gemara did Rav Zeira, right, who had asked this question, did he accept this Rav Asi shtickle, like what he said back, or not? Toshima, Dama Rabbiani Amar Rabbi, says Rav Shbam, Dama Rabbiani, Rabbo Shal Rabbi Yochanan. He was the Rabbi of Yochanan. So Rav Yani says in the name of Rabbi, Chatzar Shutfen Konez Amizeh. If you have two people own this Chatzar, they could go and acquire one from another. Says Rav Shbam, Vahu Adil Asimta, Konin Mekach Zeh, Mizeh, Kun Mefar Shasa, we're going to explain now. My lav agabi karka. Is this talking about they put it right in the karka? And therefore, you see that's how we hold. So the Gemara lola tuk kapaso. Maybe Rav Yana is talking about a case where he's putting into actual container of that person. Maybe that's what it means. So the Gemara hachinam istava even makes sense to say that. Tam Rav Yaakov and Rav Yochanan, mother v'niach agabi simta. The seller measures the stuff using his own kli, and then he put the measured stuff. And the simta lo kani didn't acquire it. Kasha nadadi. Hold on one second. This seems a kasha one and the other. Laf shmamina. Right, because one case it says you are acquiring it, this says you're not acquiring it. Shmamina kambo nitol kupaso. Rav Yani's din, when he's done about Rav Yochanan to Rav Asi, he's talking about where he measures and he spills it out into the buyer's container. And only then is he going to get it because the container itself is his rishus. Kambo de gabakarka, and over there, well, the other thing we said, it's talking about where he measures it, the produce directly on the ground. Right? And that's why he's not getting it, because it's a simta. It's not his. Shma Amina. So we can say Rav Zera didn't accept Rav Asi's pshat because what he said makes a little bit more sense to himself. Now, Toshima says the Gemara, Kashil Rav Asi, says Rashbam, Kashil Rav Asi Mishum Hachi Lo Kibla. Right, so Toshima, Madad, or the Gemara is now going to try to go ahead and knock off Rav Asi. Toshima, Modad Velomashach, let's say he measures it out, but he didn't, meaning the buyer didn't go and do Mashicha. Lokani isn't Konet. My lab is Simta. We're talking about what's in the Simta after it was measured. And yet we say it doesn't work, which goes against Rav Asi. Says, lo, Rishis Arabim. That was talking about in Rishis Arabim. And that's why it doesn't work, right? The buyer is not going to acquire it, even if it was put into his own Kli, because he doesn't have the right to put his Kli in the Rishis Arabim. Zayg is like the Rashbam, bringing up from Pehe Yom and Aleph, right? Yach, in fact, if that's really true, the Mishnah is talking about something done in Rosh Hashanah, Eimer Resha, look at the Resha that says Mashach v'lo Madad, that if he did Mashicha, but he didn't measure it out, Kani acquires it, Mashicha b'Rosh Hashanah Mikanya, but does Mashicha and Rosh Hashanah work? How does that work? When you hand something over, it works. Or if it's a chatz that aren't belonging to both of them, pulling it requires it works in the simta. Or chatz belongs to both of them. Doing that, you know, lifting it up, that works everywhere. So you see, the meshicha that's done in Rosh Hashanah doesn't work. So the mishnah can't be talking about something that's done in Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, hold on. Maybe we can be talking about Rosh Hashanah. My Mashach Nami Tiketani, what does it mean, Mashach, when it says there? Rosh Hashanah Simta. It means he does it from Rosh Hashanah into the Simta. So we're dealing with a deal that was done in Rosh Hashanah. In the first case, he pulled it into a Simta. In the second case, it was measured and placed in the Rosh Hashanah. It's just put down over there. In fact, if this is really true that the Mishnah is talking about, it was measured and put in the Rosh Hashanah, Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa, Ema Epikeach, if the buyer is smart. Soches Mekomi is going to rent out the place and to acquire it. If he's just a rabbim, who is he renting it out from? Like, there's no one to rent it from, right? So it must be that the Mishnah is not talking about it was just a rabbim, and therefore it's a kashmir vasi. So it's Gemara no hachkam. This is what it means to say. The imbir shows bailami, if the stuff is not a rabbim, but it's in the rishus bailam, where Mashiach won't work, it might be going to be smart. Soches Mekoman, he would then go out and rent its place. And I said he would get it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.